Zoe, Zoe, look at me. Look at me. We agreed. You don't want to let a one-night stand take over your whole life.
But it wasn't that.
But I wasn't in the room with you. How can I honestly say?
Because I told you.
You told me. You didn't say no.
Well, I didn't say yes.
That's a scene from the onstage adaptation of Asking for It by Clonakilty woman Louise O'Neill. It's the book based on a small town in West Cork that everyone has been talking about. It spent 52 weeks in the Irish top 10 bestsellers, and it's been described by the Irish Times as a harrowing novel, which is brave, clever, provocative, but relentless. And speaking to Red FM News ahead of the opening night on Friday, author Louise O'Neill says her father was the first one to tell her that the book would have a far-reaching impact.
My dad was the first person to read it, and I was really interested to hear what he thought, because I suppose it is a damning indictment of jock culture and of small town life, actually, in a lot of ways. I remember he sat me down and he said, you know, this is going to be a really important book, and he said, I hope you're ready. And I said, I don't know what you mean. And he said, well, there's going to be people who read this book, and some people will realise that they have been raped, and other people will realise that they have raped someone. And he said, and those people will not want to have those realisations, and you are the messenger.
Management at the Everyman Theatre have told me that ticket sales are very strong and a full audience is expected every night for the duration of its run from June 15th to 23rd. And if you have been affected by any of the issues raised in this report, the number of the Sexual Violence Centre in Cork is 1800 496 496. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News at the Everyman Theatre.